Welcome to Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. Our feature track today is by the artist Mark Isham. It is called Tibet Part 3 and it is taken from his 1989 album Tibet. An American musician, Mark Isham is predominantly an instrumental artist, only occasionally working with vocalists. He is a very well-respected trumpeter and also an extremely capable electronic artist. He can easily move from delivering sophisticated jazz to writing pieces for orchestra or creating soundtracks as an ambient electronic artist. Speaking of soundtracks, Mark Isham has been associated with 100 or more for various films, TV shows and documentaries since the early 1980s. Many of these are A-list movies that you are quite likely to have seen. Although he has done a few action movies, they are mostly those that perhaps can be described as being a little bit more Oscar-worthy. I must admit that I'm a really big fan of his music, so I am able to pick up some of his soundtracks just by hearing them whilst watching the movie. That is absolutely not because they sound the same, but because his work resounds with me and I find it very evocative. Also, I remember saying to a friend in the 1990s that if you made a compilation tape of your favourite Mark Isham tracks, for all you youngsters out there, we call that a playlist, you would be hard-pressed to make a better one from any other artist or band. And he has certainly done a lot more new music since those times. A funny story is that he once had a score rejected for a movie in the mid-1990s, and I believe that was one of the only times that ever happened. For those of you who may know that movie, it is called Waterworld, which was the Kevin Costner post-apocalyptic movie. So you can do some research there. It had some challenges. It is actually extremely hard to tell you how many records Mark Isham has been involved with. He has recorded approximately 12 solo studio albums, but he has also released albums in partnership with others, as well as being a sought-after studio musician. This is for artists such as Van Morrison and Joni Mitchell and many more. Then, of course, there are those soundtracks that I mentioned before. Tibet is classified as his fifth studio album. It was a recording he did to accompany a video that was produced by the record company Windham Hill. The video focuses on the beauty of the land at the place that is called the Roof of the World, where the heavens and the earth meet. There is a fair bit more to it in terms of spirituality and humanity and the like, but from a musical point of view, there is nothing better than putting the album on, closing your eyes and going on a journey with the music. The album is simply made up of five parts, Tibet Part 1 to Tibet Part 5. The album itself is quite long, it's around 50 minutes, but I have chosen one of the shorter pieces, which is Part 3, which comes in at about 6 minutes and 24 seconds. It is a great introduction to the rest of the album, so if you like this one, definitely find a way to immerse yourself in the rest of the album. If you like that, then be prepared to go for a very long and very exciting journey through the musical back catalogue of one Mark Isham. Also, go and have a look at his website, isham.com. That's ISHAM.com. He generously shares a lot of information about what he is up to, and there are a lot of new tracks there for you to listen to. Here we go. This is Tibet Part 3 from the 1989 Mark Isham album, Tibet. Thank you.
ゆくぞよ述べのさ。ゆさゆさと春が行くぞよ野辺の草。ゆさゆさと春が行くぞよ野辺の草。Thank you.